They want him to come in Congo so that he's able to explain to the justice of his country about some information disturbing that we have had. He went to Rwanda to plot against the security of his country with those who are held responsible for the war that is killing and destroying the eastern part of Congo. We were ready to ask to South Africa or to Burundi his extradition, but due to the fact that the parliament was on leave and that they came back only yesterday, the justice of this country was waiting to be authorized by the parliament to proceed. So in France or in Burundi or in South Africa, we need Mr. Lumbala back to justify his actions, because we would like to end with the impunity. Congolese have been killed a lot, so we need him to explain himself.
Does your government have evidence that Mr. Lumbala has arrived in France?
We have quite a lot of evidence, but it is to the court to appreciate. So it is better for him to be presented to the court so that he defends himself and the court would make its own evidence and its own conviction with elements we have already delivered to the Prosecutor General.
If you have evidence against him, why don't you present it to the International Criminal Court? Why don't you take him there?
He is a Congolese, my dear, and we have justice here. We are ready to have him sued to court here in Congo. So I don't know what will come out, but we need him here because the general attorney have already decided to ask that his immunity be removed by the parliament. So the Congolese justice to sit on that file.
Does your government have the money to pay for the extradition of Mr. Lumbala from France, should France agree to send him back?
We are ready to face any cost because we think that security for Congo has no price. And I don't think that to have Mr. Lumbala back is such a cost that Congo cannot afford. We shall afford it.
The United Nations Undersecretary General, Mr. Javier Lassus, says that he believes a political solution is needed in order to resolve the situation in eastern Congo, and that, he says, will involve, for example, the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda and the other countries. Do you believe a political solution should be found?
Maybe we would like to talk about diplomatic solutions, because we are talking of countries. We have been attacked by Rwanda. So I don't see how Rwanda can have a political difference with Congo. So we think that it is, of course, preferable that the issue be solved diplomatically more than militarily.
So in that light, there's a United Nations sponsor summit that is coming up on the 27th of this month. Do you have hope?
Well, we shall come and discuss with our partners of the international community as far as they are concerned with peace and security. They should implicate themselves in helping to have Rwanda back to a better way of living with a neighbor, stopping this policy of looting, this policy of breaking confusion and chaos in a neighboring country, and stopping this policy of aggression, military aggression, to solve maybe economic problems of this country.